Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. This weekend, the University of Vermont will confer bachelor's and advanced degrees on nearly 3,000 students. They and their loved ones will be treated to a commencement address by Nina Totenberg, a highly regarded journalist who's well known to public radio listeners as NPR's legal affairs correspondent. Even if courts and the law aren't your natural passion, you've probably found yourself enjoying Totenberg's reenactments of Supreme Court justices making the lawyers before them squirm. Nina Totenberg, what a pleasure to have you joining us. Thank you.
And it's a pleasure to be with you.
You have a personal connection to UVM. Why does Vermont hold such a special place for you?
Well, my husband went to the University of Vermont Medical School, and then he was a resident at the University Hospital in Burlington. And you may not know this. In fact, many Vermonters may not know this, but Vermont Medical School was the medical school also for Massachusetts residents. When he went there in the 1970s, there was no medical school for Massachusetts residents, state school. And so Vermont was the state school that he went to. And he so fell in love with his mentor, the chairman of surgery, John Davis, that he decided to stay and do his residency there as well.
Ah, I didn't know that about Massachusetts. That's interesting. And I understand you also have a friendship with Senator Patrick Leahy.
Well, yes, I've known and covered Senator Leahy for God knows how long. And then it turned out that he had a relationship with my husband, because when my husband was a resident, I think it was when he was a resident, not a med student, I'm not sure, he and a couple of his friends wanted to start a place where kids on bad trips, drug trips, could go and get treatment. And the only way to know how to treat them well was to know what kind of drugs they had taken. And so he went to see then State's Attorney Leahy to ask him to help him do this. And so Pat Leahy, who then had a full head of hair, granted them immunity and told them that when they got some of these bad drugs, and there was a lot of bad stuff coming into the state at the time, when they got any of these drugs, they should take it over to the state police station. And so my husband, David Rines, who then had shoulder-length hair and a Fu Manchu mustache and bell-bottoms, found himself with a brown paper bag full of illegal drugs, walking into the state trooper's place with a sergeant with a buzz cut sitting way up high over him. And my husband's about 6'4", and he said he found himself saying, State's Attorney Leahy said I would. And the sergeant said, oh, yeah, we were expecting you. Come on back.
So it's a special relationship that they've had.
A very special relationship.
Nina, Vermonters have been particularly interested over the last several years in watching what the Supreme Court does around a couple of issues that have been central to laws here and to culture in Vermont. Certainly interested in looking at what the Supreme Court decides about campaign finance issues and how they play out, and then the debate over same-sex marriage and what's happening in the court this year. What do you look at in terms of how the court is thinking about those two issues as it's currently made up?
Well, you know, it's a pretty conservative court, and we know what five members of the court think about campaign finance regulations for the most part, in certainly limits on spending, independent spending, and that sort of thing. They've completely eviscerated, and the court believes very strongly that the five-justice majority believes very strongly that money is speech, and the four in the minority believe that money is not speech. And there you have it. And until the composition of the court changes or a constitutional amendment is enacted, I'm afraid that's where we are.
And on same-sex marriage?
Well, again, the court looks like it's divided 5-4, and I don't actually think we're going to know for sure how this is going to turn out until the end of June, when it decides the same-sex marriage cases that are pending before it right now. And there are two questions. One is whether there's a constitutional right to marry. And the second question is whether states that allow gay marriage and whether the couples who are married in those states, whether those marriages have to be recognized in states where it's illegal. Now, obviously, if the court says there's a constitutional right to marry and no state can deny that constitutional right to marry, the second question is sort of moot. But it could split the difference, and in which case, people who were married in Vermont could go to Texas and have their marriages recognized there if the Supreme Court said they that Texas would have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an unlikely result, but I wouldn't rule it out.
I mentioned at the beginning that there's a real love for the way you talk about how what the justices have said and what the lawyers have said, and it's very sort of old school drama. But when you think about why you're conveying that information to the listening public, why should we care?
Well, you know, it really does govern our lives. If you're gay and you want to get married, for example, how this case turns out will affect your life very significantly. There's a big test of Obamacare again this year. The law could be eviscerated or not. A great many of the issues before the court do, in the end, affect how people live, whether they have access, for example, to contraceptive services and things like that, whether they have access to the courts, how criminal cases proceed, and increasingly what the rights of people on Facebook and in other social media are. And so, you know, all of these issues have an enormous effect on how people live, but there's no real reason for them to have known that unless they're directly involved. And so it's my job to make it interesting.
Well, your reporting on courts and the law is interesting, and it's integral to how a lot of public radio listeners know you and think of you. But where did your career in journalism start?
Well, I started out on working on the women's page at the Boston Record, the Record American. So I worked for them for a while. I did an extra shift a great many times to work at night to cover the city council meetings or school committee meetings or the crime beat or whatever. And then I went to work for the Peabody Times in Peabody, Massachusetts, and worked there for about a year. And then came a presidential campaign in 1968 to New Hampshire. And I would go up after I finished work in Peabody, and I would go up and stay overnight and cover whatever was going on up there and freelance that material. And after that ended, I came to Washington and got a job with a small publication called Roll Call, which is a lot bigger now, and then moved on to a weekly general interest newspaper called the National Observer, which was published by Dow Jones, and then finally landed at NPR.
And that was in 75, right, at NPR, more than 35 years ago.
Yes.
Wow. So you will be giving the commencement address at UVM this weekend. As I mentioned, in the audience will be our own production assistant, Devin Karambalis, who wants to build a career in media. What advice will you be giving to grads on Sunday?
I actually don't give advice to grads that is terribly significant because there's nothing I can tell them that they haven't heard a million times over. My function as a commencement speaker is to not talk too long, to be at least mildly entertaining, to say something about what I think is important in citizenship is what I'm going to talk about, because this is, after all, this is the graduation for everyone, not just journalism students, not just medical students. This is the graduation for everyone. This is the big graduation. And lastly, I try to tell them something about life and what's important in life in the last analysis. And then you're done. You're out of there. And if you're lucky, they'll remember you were the speaker. But it's highly unlikely they'll remember what you said.
NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg is giving the commencement address at the University of Vermont this weekend. Thank you very much for your time with us.
Thank you so much for having me.